Gavin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than making a Halloween decoration that is too scary to sell. I am your host, Davin Rosebud. I'm joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
And Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
On the show, we play In the Barrel. I haven't done that in a while. We'll answer a cyber question from a fan. A Girl Scout wants to be a Boy Scout. And Home Depot stops selling a mask that is just too darn scary. Yes. Let's see. I've been doing a lot of flying of late.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you guys, but when I am sitting in my seat, you always do the calculus as people are walking to you. No. Yes. Damn it. No. Oh, crap. It's coming at me. You always do that calculus in your head.
Yes.
Because there are certainly some people that are less desirable that we discriminate against based on appearance.
Yes.
Than other people.
And other.
Well, I mean, listen. And one of those is the person who...
That's me. Stop that. Sorry.
Is the person who has a couple of extra LBs or kilos, depending on where you're flying from. So an Italian lawyer sued the Emirates airline after he had to sit next to a, quote, obese man during a nine-hour flight. That's a long time.
It is.
That's like cruelty.
Giorgio Destro, who I loved in G.I. Joe, by the way. That was an awesome villain. Loved Destro. Big silver head. From Padua in northern Italy, claimed he, quote, suffered during the flight from Cape Town to Dubai. He asked to change seats, but it was denied because the flight was full. He is a gold member. He reportedly was asking for $3,079 as a refund for the flight, and the rest is compensation for damages.
Damages?
For 9 hours, he said. I had to stand in the aisle, sit on seats reserved for the cabin crew when they were free, and in the final phase of flight, resigned myself to suffer the, quote, spillover of the passenger at my side, Destro said. This is not the first time that a passenger sued an airline for having to sit next to an overweight passenger. In a similar case, last July, James Andres Basso sued Etihad Airways for $227,000. Alleging he suffered a back injury after being subjected to, quote, seat invasion by a grossly overweight passenger. In the past, we have talked about the airlines charging more if you are obese. Now we are this is a little twist on it. We are talking on the people seeking compensation from the airlines due to the, quote, suffering. I think this guy's screwed because there were no other seats available.
Yeah.
I don't think you seem menacing in your tone.
No. I'm listening.
I don't. If there was other seats available, even if it was an upgrade, I think, because the situation is the situation. It is what it is. I mean, people sometimes cross over the armrest. The armrest is the barrier. And then that decision has to be made, well, who's going to fight for the armrest? And it's supposed to be ideally in between arms.
Right.
When it's between rolls, it's a whole different game. So I don't think he should get money back just because they had no options. If there was, you know, first class available and he was in coach and they see that this man's distressed because of what's going on, I think they should have done that. If not, I think he's SOL, as the kids say.
Well, it says that he's a gold member flyer. I wonder what they say is a frequent flyer?
I don't know what it is, but if there's no seats available, all bets are off.
I keep thinking Mike Myers.
Gold member?
Gold member. You know, from...
Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I only pay attention to James Bond villains. I don't pay attention to other villains.
I feel that he should be compensated in some way.
For what?
Because basically, it is the airline's responsibility to make sure you do fly in comfort. If he is,
wait a minute. Oh. When was the last time you flew?
And when's the last time we flew in comfort?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're a big guy, not the kind of big guy that this guy's complaining about. But you're a big guy.
No, you don't want to sit next to him for other reasons, not his size. No, I listen.
For a nine-hour flight, I think they should offer him something.
Well, if they don't want to make headlines, they should. But it sets a bad precedent.
Yeah, because people could start suing about all sorts of discomfort.
Oh, he smelled.
Yeah, right.
Or, you know, this person was coughing and I got sick. Or the baby cried.
Or every woman could sue for every time they were sitting next to some guy who was doing the man spreading and she had to have his leg up against her for the whole flight. That's uncomfortable.
That's an equivalent.
Yeah, but it's not something that I consider sue worthy. It's annoying.
Well, I'll tell you something.
Well, it doesn't cause you to leave your seat.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine if it's two big guys sitting right next to each other that don't know each other.
Yeah.
I mean, these seats are very small.
Very tiny.
So.
And squished in. But there have been people, I've seen people with long legs that, you know, maybe you can't afford first class and you've got some long legs. You're going to have a pretty excruciating flight.
Right, but that's a decision you made. Somebody didn't put you in that position.
Yeah, true.
So what the case here is somebody put this man in the position of being uncomfortable. And it's not the heavy person's fault. I mean, they're just heavy. It is what it is.
Yeah. The flights have become smaller and smaller. The seat
area per
person is really getting quite tiny, and people are getting bigger.
Yeah, like.
And they're pretending that's not happening.
I feel like a lot of times I've outgrown my seat. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not spreading, but I haven't really gotten much bigger.
The seats have gotten noticeably smaller.
The airlines have made that calculus that's okay. Mm-hmm. So you could argue if they start being held responsible for this, mm-hmm. maybe seats would be a little bit more comfortable again.
Mm, that's a good point.
That's true too. But also, I'm also going to concede on one point that you said. You know, if somebody sues on this, where does it end? And it's a good point because there's also been things that we've discussed on the show where I've sat here and said, "So where is it going to end?" So
right.
In all fairness. You know, I have
it
to
ends
kind
at 21, 21 seat C. Row 21 seat C. That's where it ends. Unlike this fatty boomalotti just keeps on going on and on.
It stops here and go further.
I mean, so then you go to the argument, well, if the airlines are going to have to be held responsible, now should the airline, do they have to start asking us our dimensions before we reserve? I mean, it's not
right,
out of the
and then question. Now it's going to be discrimination. And
but is it? Is it costing them financially? It's no longer discrimination. It's just business.
Yeah. No, but is it a threat to say? You can't say that and get away. If it's it would be a threat to safety.
You're
is
kind
it
of
a threat to. Is it a threat to safety?
If you have somebody who will not who cannot sit down. Now, this guy probably could have sat down.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have somebody, say, who's 600 pounds, mm-hmm. and they are out there. And they are in coach, and they are not fitting in those little seats, and you have somebody who is overlapping, you might not be able to sit in your seat unless you're a kid.
Especially for 9 hours.
It's a long flight.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, in a case like that, perhaps the seat should be set up so that you could convert one seat into a two seat and make the person pay for both seats and sit in both seats.
But they don't know
right.
unless you ask them ahead of time.
True.
So do they have to ask your dimensions ahead of time? How tall are you? What do you weigh? I mean, it's not out of the question.
They could do it if in the sake of safety. If he said it for the, you know, for safety reasons.
Oh, I want the fatties if it's safety. If we're going down, they're going to be delicious.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe we could just have, you know, those boxes that you have to put your overhead, your carry-on luggage into to see if it fits.
Yeah.
They would start shoving people into those boxes before they get on the plane.
Right, but what happens if they don't? But it's not a crazy idea.
You know what I mean?
It's not a seat.
But if there are no extra seats because they overbook these flights.
Right, well then I guess.
Then tell them there's a cargo plane coming in 20 minutes.
Here,
your ass on there.
You're insensitive.
You are going in the overhead luggage bin. You
know? Wait for the C-150.
Yeah.
I don't really know what the answer is to this. I mean, I would hate to be the one that's like embarrassing people going, how fat are you, before you get on a plane.
But if that's business as passengers, we're just going to accept it because we accept everything.
Yeah, I know.
Not for 9 hours.
No, I'm going to say if they say you have to tell us your height and weight, they're going to accept
it. Yeah. We're going to end up doing it.
It's going to be interesting. We'll follow this. You're listening to Davin's Den when we come back in the barrel. Back, listen to Den. Haven't done this in a while. In the barrel. Pip, you want to explain that real quick?
Yeah, this is a segment where I find stories and I read them to the two guys, and then they have a minute each to give as many jokes as they can on the topic of the story. And basically, I'm kind of ruling, is it a funny joke or is it not a funny joke? And so they get points for every funny joke that they manage to spit out during that minute about that story.
Yeah. All right.
pretty accurate, right?
It most certainly is. You are a wizard with words.
Funny.
All right. Let's play the music.
Good evening, and welcome to the Davin's Den Barrel. Will we find out who will reside there during the show? Who'll be in the barrel as we laugh as they climb its walls? Who'll be in the barrel because what they said suck balls? Who'll be in the barrel? We're gonna find out and see. Could it be Pip or Davin or our old pal Joey?
Hitting the highs. all right, give us the first story, Pip.
First story. Woman says she came home to find burglars having sex on her couch. When Jamie Barnes returned to her house in South Memphis, Tennessee, on Sunday, after being gone for a few days, she was shocked by what she found. Not only was her place ransacked, she says, but she saw a man and woman having sex on her couch. It's horrible in here. Absolutely horrible in here. Whoops, I just scrolled down too far.
It's pretty horrible in here.
Sorry, it's horrible in here. It's like they just had a big old nasty party, Barnes told WREG-TV. Walk in and they're having sex on my couch. I pick up my broom. I wanted to hit that man so bad. Barnes said that when she chased the man out of her house, he kept saying, "I don't know nothing," over and over again. The woman, later identified as 44-year-old Tonka Barnes, grabbed one of the victim's dresses to cover up. She tried to grab one of my dresses and put it on, and I snatched it from her. What are you trying to do? Jamie Barnes told WREG-TV. The Huffington Post has reached out to Jamie Barnes and the Memphis Police Department to see if the victim is related to the female suspect. The police department told Fox 13 Memphis that jewelry, appliances, shoes, and clothing were stolen from the house. Barnes, who estimates the value of the stolen items at $2,200, had been away from the house since Friday. A witness told investigators that the male suspect, who was still at large, tried to sell a silver ring that belonged to the victim. Tonka Barnes was charged with aggravated burglary and being held on $30,000 bond at the Shelby County Jail, according to WREG-TV. Jamie Barnes is now looking for a new home. I don't feel comfortable at this house, so in my eyes, I'm homeless, she told WREG-TV. Barnes has created a GoFundMe account in order to get money to replace the stolen items. As of Tuesday afternoon, she had raised $65 towards her $2,200 goal. Okay, that's the story, fellas. Who goes first?
I go first.
Okay. Davin, go.
They did not get away with much because the criminals were white, and to stuff the supplies, they used condoms. There we go.
No.
This was not easy.
No.
Let's see. The ring was found inside the female accomplice. It's hard to do this and keep it clean.
Yes.
I'm homeless, but not whoreless. The criminal's now living with me. She walked in, and at first everything looked in its place, but something smelled funky, and she knew something was off.
Okay.
The dress was snatched, and so was something else.
Oh!
Gotta try to keep this clean.
I know! It's hard.
It was. They're not. They haven't raised much on the GoFundMe because they spelled fund wrong. Oh, let's see. Strangely enough, all the lube was left in place.
Time. Okay. Well, I had sex.
All right, I'll take that. Right. I'm not in a funny mood, and I don't feel I did great with that. But I'll take sex. I think I'll beat Joe.
That's okay. All right, Joe, go.
Hey, what are you two doing with those candlesticks? Boy, oh boy, sometimes you come home, I feel like Goldilocks coming home, watching those, like, who's been sleeping in my bed, but who's doing it on my couch?
Oh, really?
No coaching in it.
I'm just saying.
We're trying to find the man. Look for the guy that's naked running down the street. Let's see. The only GoFundMe that's going to be used for dry cleaning.
It's difficult.
He's having his flaccid period.
Yeah.
Joe's a little refractory. factory while he loads up for more humor.
Yeah, right. It's robbery, assault, and arousal.
Okay.
You're a generous mistress.
Yeah, right. All right, Shecky, calm down. Let's see.
Time.
All right.
She is very, and listen, I think she was generous to me, too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, that was like me gold coming from you.
No, better than Goldilocks. That joke took as long as the whole story.
She laughed stupid.
Yeah, well, she is stupid for laughing, dummy.
No, you're just jealous.
I'm not jealous. That
yeah,
was an
you're
awful.
Jealous.
I probably won.
Okay. Well, actually, Davin got 6 and Joe got 5 jokes off. Uh-huh. See what I did there?
We did. No. We'll be you. You get one.
One for me. Okay.
We used to be I used to be much better at this. I don't. I can't speak.
It's challenging, and you have to be clean. Okay. So now, you ready for the next one?
Yeah. Joe goes first on this one.
Okay. Mm. So now, blood-soaked zombies spark police alert on English highway. Turns out they were just 2 actors on their way to a job. 2 actors driving to a job in full zombie makeup sparked a police alert after other motorists mistakenly thought an assault had taken place. Concerned drivers called the cops after seeing what they thought was a blood-soaked man biting a lady and assaulting her on the M62 motorway near Manchester in northern England on Sunday evening. After a patrol car tracked their vehicle down, officers from the Northwest Motorway Police Group were relieved to discover the unidentified pair were simply covered in fake blood. Officers were sent out to search for the vehicle, as it is a serious incident. A Greater Manchester Police spokeswoman told the Manchester Evening News. But when they found the car in question...
Look at Pip.
Are you guys listening?
No, because you stink.
We're such jackals, but then we'll team up.
Yeah.
No. We're
awful. Oh, excuse me. Well, I got a scroll.
We're awful.
Because I don't have a printer?
I don't.
To work.
Well, she shan't be visiting
that
again.
I won't be very long.
So, do all your printing now.
But... when they found the car in question,
sorry,
they saw they were covered in fake blood, she added. Thankfully, the man and woman were extras on their way to a job, and it was a funny ending, really. It's not known which television show or movie the duo was working on. Now, who goes first?
Joe goes
I do.
First.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Ready?
Go.
Go. It was the only car chase that was about 2 miles an hour. let's see. Better time out of my shopping list. Let's see.
Dead air on the deck.
I know. I was just thinking that. We should
it's
have
not
some,
easy, though.
We
no.
should have some, like, music bed or something.
I have that music, but
mm-hmm.
I don't want to interrupt Joe's thought process. doing so well with it.
That was a tougher one than I thought.
Yeah. Let's see. They were doing the Monster Mash. Ooh, that was bad. Nobody's going to laugh at that.
Not even Pip.
Yeah, that's...
is it,
editing's gonna be fun.
Yeah, really.
How much time does he have left?
He has a couple more seconds.
Yeah.
He's really using it well.
Looks,
time.
Right. No, my mind's
sorry,
not gonna be much better.
Sorry, you got one, Joe.
All right.
Sorry.
That was a tough one.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, go.
The police thought they were real zombies because apparently zombies had gotten the police's brain. let's see. It was 2 people arguing and covered in blood. They thought it was the Curry residence.
Nice.
Give me that one.
Nice.
What? Yuck is fine for this game.
No, yuck with the first one was yuck.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of a word here. It was stop and boo. Nah, it sucks.
Write that down, though. That you said it. If he says it, you got to put it on.
No, but you don't get it. You don't get it.
Oh, that's
a
point. No, that's not.
Yeah,
that's right.
Just for saying it.
Yeah. Let's see. Slowest zombies. We knew it was the zombie apocalypse because the black people liked the police that day.
Nice.
The zombie said, "Brains up."
How did you know they were black?
I don't, Joe. I'm making jokes. That's what you do. You'll learn.
Time.
Oh, I had a good one coming.
Oh,
too bad.
Sorry.
Zombie lives matter.
Okay.
Okay, so, that would have been a good one. Yeah. But you know what the problem is? It was too late.
Yes, it was.
Sorry.
I still beat you.
Yeah. So Davin got 3 and Joe had 1.
Ah, but it was a 1 he got off the bat. And then there was a lot of
Well, that's why it is difficult because once you start, you hear us joking and talking, it's like, oh no.
All right, give us a quick one, Pip. I'll go first on this one.
Okay, let me just go.
Why don't you scroll down?
No, I'm going to scroll up. This is a good one.
Take your time.
All right. Man bitten on penis by spider for the second time
this just
year.
Happened.
Yes. Okay. This is once bitten, twice as painful. A builder in Australia has been bitten on his penis by a poisonous spider for the second time this year. The 2-time loser, known only as Jordan, was bitten Tuesday while sitting on a porta potty at a work site in Sydney, according to the BBC.
Of course he was.
It marked the first time that he had used a portable toilet since April 27th,
when he was,
yes, you guessed it, bitten on his penis by a poisonous spider. I was sitting on the toilet doing my business, and I just felt a sting that I felt the first time, Jordan told the BBC. I was like, I can't believe it's happened again. I looked down, and I've seen a few little legs come up from around the rim. The first time, Jordan was bitten by a redback spider, the Aussie cousin of the infamous Black Widow spider. However, he's not sure if the same type of spider bit him on Tuesday. Jordan told Sydney radio personalities Kyle and Jackie O he tried to minimize any risks by thoroughly checking the seat before sitting down. It just got freshly cleaned, and it had this little crevice underneath the actual bowl, so I couldn't lift it up to check. I thought it was safe, and then obviously not. Adding insult to obvious injury, the new spider bite was in pretty much the same spot as the last one. The host said their research suggests the odds of being bitten by a spider on the penis twice in one's lifetime were 1 in 100 million. Kyle, one of the show's hosts, then asked Jordan point blank, "What do you think it is about your penis that makes it so attractive and delicious to spiders?" Jordan's response, "I don't know. Just unlucky, I guess." The second bite feels a bit sorer, Jordan told the host. It's redder, a bit more swollen, it hurts a bit more. I got tetanus and anti-venom yesterday. Mm. His body may be healing, but there's no way to know how much psychological damage he will endure from being labeled the unluckiest man in Australia by newspapers like The Telegraph. Jordan is expected to return to work soon. However, he's still a bit concerned about using the on-site toilet when he does. So, all right, now that's the story,
Joe goes first? No, I go first.
Okay, go.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, bites whatever a spider can. Well, I mean, everybody knows spiders are attracted to flies.
Oh!
And then Charlotte wrote, man whore. Upon hearing the story, Jackie O's co-host was blown away. he'll be hatching little spiderlets from his pubes. Too much?
Yeah.
Let's see. His spidey senses told him that he was being bitten by a spider. Spiders are not known to go after small worms, but I guess we've proven otherwise. this is England?
Yes.
This was
Australia, sorry.
Australia. Well, the spider went down under.
I like that.
Of course you do. The spider hopes to bite a black man, but he was a little full.
Okay, done.
I think I did it right with that one.
I think so. All right, Joe, you ready?
Yes.
Go.
Looks like somebody got tentacles on their testicles. Oh, it's funny. That's all that counts. Sure. Little Miss Muffet sat in her tuffet, eating her curds and whey. Along came a spider, but wound up having a better day than this guy in the John did. Let's see.
Don't do that now.
You want to fill.
I know, but he's trying. That's distracting.
It's cute. I like when Joe tries.
I bet when when the spider bit him, he crapped himself. But what a better place could be than that to happen? Happened that's all called the right place at the right time.
Work that one. Always on that one, huh?
Yeah.
Come on, Joe. You got one more.
Let's see.
Sorry, you sound like the guy taking crap. Yeah.
Would you like a spider on your penis?
Thank you, no.
Time. No. Okay. Oh, that was really difficult. That was really tough. So
I thought we did the best with that.
I know you did do the best with that. Do we have time for another story?
No, that's
or are we done with that?
No,
that's the whole thing.
Yeah. So tell. Okay. So what? Who won each round? Did Joe win that round?
Okay.
Or did I win?
Okay. Well, the first round, Davin got 6 and Joe got 5. That was very close. Then there was the zombies round. So Davin got 3 and Joe got 1. And then there was a spider bite and Davin got 8 and Joe got 3.
Yeah.
sorry, but
Joe is in the
barrel.
You're not. Don't go anywhere. Pip, we have a cyber question. Somebody wrote us.
Yes, we do.
So let's answer them as best as we can.
Okay. You know how prepared I always am with these cyber questions.
Yes, you're amazing. You're an inspiration to
us.
I
know. And here's an email that we got from Barbara of Roanoke, Virginia.
Ah.
And she said...
Just drove through Roanoke.
Did you?
I did.
Did you wave to Barbara?
I did.
Good boy. All right. Well, she wrote and she said, a guy that I chat with online sometimes recently asked me for help since he was having car trouble and needed money for repairs so he could get to work. I felt bad for him and wanted to help, but what made me hesitate is he asked me to send him an iTunes gift card.
Well, I mean, you know, while you're working on the car, you want to listen to some tunes.
You know what? That almost made sense.
Have you ever gone to a mechanic where they aren't listening to tunes?
Yeah.
That's true.
Exactly. All right. Sounds completely plausible.
And I judge my garage by what they're listening to.
Do you?
No, of course not. That
I judge them by the nudie ebb of calendars they have hanging up.
That's the proper way to judge.
Yes.
So then she said, that didn't even make sense to me, so I made an excuse and I didn't send him money. But I'm still trying to understand what his angle was. Thanks, guys.
His angle was he wanted a lot of money for iTunes.
Yeah, apparently. that's
pretty much the angle. Like, you don't send somebody, unless they're your friend, you don't send somebody like a gift card for Target or iTunes or something as payment. If you're going to send payment, you send
money.
Yes.
Yeah. So
not that she should have sent this guy money, because this guy sounds like a hoax.
Yeah. I think she's kind
of
getting.
But
that.
I mean, I've heard of these things, like even with the IRS, where people like ask you like payment to the IRS. You know, they get a call, you owe X amount of money, but you could pay it with a Walmart gift cards. Because apparently the IRS...
The IRS is down on their luck and needs to go to the Walmart.
Gift cards.
Can you imagine? It happens. And
but
people do it.
But
we're the
why?
Government.
Why would you do this?
Everybody likes Walmart. No, that should be a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
When they are asking you for payment in something that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, that's why she said.
No,
hey.
Barbara did good.
Yeah, she was like, iTunes to fix your car? What the...
That's funny.
You know.
Maybe Barbara just likes to steal money. Steal music. Maybe she does.
She's
illegally downloading them.
She's like, wait a minute, you illegal download. What's wrong with you? No,
I know
you have no money to fix your
phone. I know your phone. You didn't get those legally.
Yeah, it's like, come on. You know what? I know that you're loading up on MP3s. You're supposed to do them on the cheap.
No. But bottom line is, if it sounds fishy, don't send it. No real organization is going to ask you to pay with gift cards, whether it be iTunes, Walmart, whatever, Panera Bread, whatever it is. It's just a way for them to get money. All right, don't go anywhere. Davin's Den, you are listening. Thank you for hanging out. I don't even know what accent that is. That is just
who
awful.
Is that?
I don't know.
A Swedish chef.
That's more
like
exactly.
It.
Exactly. I don't know what the hell that was. That was not good. But see, I stopped myself when something stinks. I know.
I know, and then we just have to pile on.
That's fine. Pile on the rabbit. All right. Well, a Girl Scout wants to be a Boy Scout.
Wait a minute.
Not Caitlyn Jenner style.
I was just...
Not the reverse Caitlyn.
Not the reverse Caitlyn.
I like that. What are you guys going to do?
Is that like the reverse cowboy?
A little bit like that, except you're going to feel some pressure somewhere.
There's going to be a pinch.
Not everything's been fixed. Anywho, Sydney Ireland has been called a trailblazer. Because she plays basketball in Portland.
That is so stupid, but I'm going to give you that
one. Thank you.
For some reason, it's funny.
Sydney Ireland. That's a great name. I mean, I hope she stays in school. Because You know, I mean, the girl's 15, so it's despicable what I'm insinuating.
Yes.
So I'm keeping it very nicey nice. But let's be honest, there are stars and professions that would kill for that name.
Greengrocers, of course.
I mean, her parents pretty much said, "We're going to leave this option open for you. You don't have to change anything. This is your gift from mommy and daddy."
Look, honey, a maypole. Why don't you go play near that?
Yeah, I mean,
swing around on it. Have fun.
Very waspy. Very waspy. Yes. Sydney Ireland has been called a trailblazer, and today and other things, who represents the true values of the Boy Scouts, even though she's a 15-year-old girl. Determined New York teen is leading a growing online campaign, which so far has been supported by thousands of people, including current and former Scouts, to allow all children, regardless of gender, to join the Boy Scouts of America. Stop shaking your head. Let me get through the story, Stu. We know.
Joe was already disgusted.
I understand. No cookies for Joe. For the last several years, Sydney's been an unofficial member of her Boy Scout troop in Manhattan. I mean, where were you pitching a tent in Manhattan? Are you homeless? I don't even understand.
Wait, what you just said?
No,
oh,
stop
somewhere.
It, you pig.
All right,
she's
sorry.
A 15-year-old girl. No tent shall be pitched.
Only if you're 15 as well.
Yes. Sydney's been an unofficial member of her brother's Boy Scout troop in Manhattan, as well as a member of Canada's Co-Ed Venture Scout program, not to be confused with the Boy Scouts of America Co-Ed Venturing program, where she spends her summers. Because she's an unofficial BSA member, she's allowed to attend their events and complete activities, her scout father said, yet she doesn't receive the same recognition as boys, like her brother, who recently earned the Boy Scouts of America's highest rank, Eagle Scout, where he was immediately beaten up by cool kids.
Oh, my God.
That's not there.
Well, if you're 18 and still going for a merit badge on basket weaving.
Well, the father's a scout, so I'm guessing it's a possibility. We're not arguing that if a troop wants to stay segregated, they can. We're just asking that if there are troops open to welcoming girls, they permitted to do so. All right. I'm going to agree with Joe's look of disgust. No.
Why can't she be a Girl Scout? Why can't
she's allergic to cookies?
Why do we have to sit here and just pander to the children? You're
pander to the
but
children.
It's like you could be a girl. No, it's called the Boy Scouts. You're a girl. You join the Girl Scouts if you want to have fun hanging out. You know, you could do the thing. You know, the venture
do
kids
the
or whatever
thing.
The heck. They, but you
make
you're
a notch.
A Girl Scout. And let me tell you, so were you ever a Boy Scout?
Look at me.
No. So, but the thing.
Were
I,
you?
Yes, I was.
Well, it's godly. It's clearly that doesn't do a good job.
Yes, it did. It did a very good job.
Did
and
it?
that age as a guy, you need, you know, you go through your awkward stage. Mm-hmm. You learn
when
life
lessons. When will you be graduating?
Huh?
When will you be graduating that awkward stage?
Awkward stage.
I don't think ever. I thought you had me there, stupid. Maybe you did. But nonetheless. Nonetheless, basically, you know, it's for guys to grow and be around guys and learn, you know, and learn. It's an awkward to have a girl in there.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
And it's, why can't she be a Girl Scout? Does anybody say they go, you're going to be a Girl Scout?
See, the thing is, if on the flip side, if there was a boy that wanted to be part of the Girl Scouts, I would have a problem with that.
I would too.
I think that it's like children, as well as having, you know, cooperative activities between them. They have to have a place that they can go and just be with other, you know, kids who are developing the same way pretty much.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Like, go be with your own gender and just to have a safe spot, particularly with girls because, you know, like in schools, they're not the ones that are picked on to be spoken in class, so they can have a place where they can, you know, grow and bond. But the same should be true for the boys. They should have a safe place, you know?
Yeah.
Joe's arguing for a safe place. Never thought we'd hear that show.
I'm arguing because basically it's the Boy Scouts. The Girl Scouts offer the same type of program.
Well, her argument is, I'm doing all the same things as the boys. I just want the recognition. I just want to get the award. That's her argument. They've already allowed me in,
right,
to be part of this group.
Sort of as a mascot.
Whatever. If
troop.
You want to be demeaning to 1,500 women, that's your choice.
No, I meant as a mascot to the troop.
Right. Well, they've allowed her. She's proven. This is her argument. She's proven she could do everything else.
Yes.
What's the big whoop?
You're a girl. You joined the Girl Scouts.
Mm-hmm. But
end of story.
But she's already a Girl Scout and a co-ed thing. This
well, that's fine then. Let us. Then she could stay there. Let her, you know, I mean, there's plenty of afforded opportunities as a Girl Scout. You know,
yeah.
I know I got my sash. No, but still, you know, it just drives me nuts where we have to.
Does it?
Yeah. where we have to entertain all this nonsense. You're a girl, you become a Girl Scout. That's nice, you hang out with the guys and stuff like that. Very good. But you're not going to get a badge. You're not going to, because you're a girl. You're not a Boy Scout. This is the way life is. Life, you know.
It flies in the face of the mantra of you teach your kid, you can be anything.
Well, that's true, but I mean, this is one thing where I think that you are going to, you do sometimes want to join groups and just have it be just, you know, the guys.
Just the,
you know,
guys.
Just the guys.
Just the guys. Or just
where
like
we can hang out in tight pants.
And believe, and
maybe see-through shirts.
And you know what?
Drink some beers, rub oil on each other's chest. Just the guys.
Stop. You're making me wait. Say that thing about the oil again.
Rub oil on each other's chest or pecs. Maybe cuddle up with a big hairy man.
Yeah. And the sad reality is, no, in some instances, you can't be whatever you want.
Right.
You know, and that's just the way the world is, you know?
See, now, if it was something like, if you had a girl who felt, you know, was transgender and felt that in her heart of hearts that she was a boy, and, you know, and that does happen quite early, and wanted to be part of the Boy Scouts because the child felt like a boy, I would really be pushing for allowing the child to be part of the Boy Scouts.
Well, then you just open up the door. Unless she's going to have the change, she has to have the process. Once she goes through the process.
Not necessarily. You don't have to
Well, then, yeah, sure. It used to be a tomboy.
Yeah.
We used to call them tomboys. But then they grew out of it. So you're talking...
No, I'm not talking about a tomboy. There is a distinction between a tomboy and a child who is
transgender. Well, this girl's a tomboy.
Right.
You know?
She's a tomboy.
She doesn't have the
but
right equipment
should,
to be a
but
Boy
she,
Scout.
You know, I mean...
Right. She should still be a Girl Scout.
You're a Girl Scout.
Or a co-ed Scout. And I don't...
Co-ed
I don't,
Scout.
Then
she
look,
is.
I don't think the co-ed Scouts. She's in the co-ed Scouts.
I don't think they should open it up to let the troops choose, because then they're pressuring... Then it's, like, awkward.
Yeah.
Like, one of the boys going to go, oh, I guess. Nah. All right, so stay in your lane. That's the message. One more segment to go. Halloween, it's spooky, and apparently too spooky for some. Don't go anywhere. Pip, we're going to talk about your favorite holiday.
Yes!
Harry, settle down.
Sorry.
The chairs aren't Scotch Garden. Relax. Been through this before with you.
Yes. I love Halloween.
Yes, you do. So Home Depot has pulled a Halloween. First of all, I didn't even know Home Depot had Halloween decorations.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Okay.
I'm not buying my candy corn where I buy my nuts and bolts.
You said nuts.
Yeah, you don't want to confuse them.
Exactly. Then you get sued.
But this is too crunchy, Mommy.
Yeah.
Eat it. You wanted it. You went
crunching is your teeth.
Home Depot has pulled a Halloween decoration off store shelves in Canada after a customer complained that it was in poor taste. The suction cup equipped scary peeper creeper.
Mm-hmm.
All right, relax.
I'm sorry.
You're like Joe in the last one.
I know.
Casting aspersions before I have like a sentence in.
Yeah.
Decoration mounts outside a window, simulating a man peering inside. The description on Home Depot's website read that your decoration's realistic face looks just like Joe Curry is peering through the window at you. But he's not. He's just looking for a new place to stay.
Would be in January.
What's the square footage of that den? Get out!
Get out of the way, lady. I'm not looking at you.
Yeah. Trying to find out where I can put my mattress. Stupid binder.
A female customer found the item offensive and complained, saying it makes light of a real-life sinister issue that women face in our society, according to CBC News. After receiving a complaint about the scary peeper creeper, Home Depot said it planned to stop selling the item. All right, so you guys are huffing and sighing.
This is complete bullspit.
Because,
language.
Listen, Missy, we're following a gospel show somewhere. I drove through Richmond. It's possible.
It's totally possible.
What a lead-in for us.
I know.
Because they care.
You never saw radio knobs get switched that quickly.
Can you imagine praising God, then we come on?
Well, you know what? Equal
and
time.
Now the other, yes. And now the other side.
A
word from Satan. All right. You're huffing and puffing about this pagan holiday.
So irritated that people are being this stupid about Halloween decorations. They are supposed to be scary. They're supposed to be scary.
Yes, but they're realistically scary.
Oh, but still, look, this lady, it's one lady complained. One person
always comes down to one.
Because one person complained because they have this silly, twisted idea. He's supposed to be a creep. It's Halloween.
Yeah.
It's not an Easter decoration. It's a Halloween decoration. I couldn't, thank God I didn't manage that store.
Oh.
I would go, are you that stupid that you don't understand that this is a Halloween decoration? Get out of my store, because somebody like
and
you.
And then Joe would be out of work, too.
I don't care. No, I would. I'd be on the news. I don't get out of my store before.
Scram, lady, before I get a 2x4.
Yeah, before you get a 2x4. That's not Halloween, but it's going to be more dangerous. Get out of here.
Come over while we circle things in the paper.
Yeah.
You know what? One of our listeners was smart enough to point out she's probably like a sea hag that nobody would peep on anyway. What the heck?
Oh, there's always a peeper. There's always a peeper.
Every sea hag.
Fear not, my haggy friends.
You know what? It's just ridiculous. Everybody is so afraid of offending one customer. We talked about this. You're comedians, and you have the one person who's like, I didn't think they were funny enough. It's like that person has to ruin it for everybody.
Well, maybe if you're offending people with your decorations, maybe you should make less scary decorations.
Oh, well, I love this one.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, listen to the part you're not listening to.
And then he had this corporate thing. We agree this is not in line with our core values. Core values. Really? What's your core value? Your core values is sheetrock.
Thank God you said sheet.
Yeah. I think the scary peeper creeper is cute, and I put him on my door.
Would you try?
Are you going to try to find it online? I know you're a big Halloween fan, Pip.
Well, you know what? I don't particularly love that one decoration, but it's not because I find it offensive. It's just like not one of my favorites. But it's like it's not in line with your core values. So vampires and zombies are.
Yeah, really.
Sure, we call them the electorate.
And the only thing I find insulting is that you want $30 for this thing.
Yeah, that is insulting because it's not really that great looking.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is it looks in. It doesn't scare the people on the outside. So if you're purchasing, it's to scare your own family.
I know. There's another version of it that the guy looks more like a Dracula kind of thing. And it's like, so what? So the Dracula peeper in. The guy that looks more like a hooded guy looking in out?
Well, I mean, you like decorations. You like things that look... Yes, we know. Do you like things that look more realistic? Like, you know, like the peeper or like things like witches and zombies and ghosts?
Both. But I mean, if you have somebody crawling out of a grave on your front lawn, the more it looks like a dead guy, the happier I am.
You got to see some... I don't know if you saw it on my Facebook page. I come home from rehearsal last week. I pull up my street. There's this blue orb. It just floating, and I'm like, what is it? I actually took it's on my Facebook page, and I took it. I go, great, I got a Star Trek enemy living in my neck next door. But it at night, the thing looks really, really cool.
Oh, that's really interesting.
You know, it's like this.
Now she's going to do a drive-by. She might have to steal it.
She should. Yes. Look, I'm like, you know, you see Halloween, I ran a witch, this.
I'll be
that.
Around the corner. I'll text you. If she's there, I'm not coming in.
Because I really stopped. I pulled up my drive. I'm like, what in the...
Should Home Depot have just said, you know what, we'll pull from the stores, but we're still going to have it online?
No, they shouldn't have pulled it at all.
They're much nicer.
They have idiots.
It wasn't a campaign. It was one irate lady with a sticker, but I don't like that. And they pull it off
the
shelves.
Well, you can't offend anybody. Maybe they just need to tone it down, bring it back.
Oh, please. They
maybe some off-white ghosts.
No, it's just absolutely ridiculous that you would pull an item off the shelves because one person, and it's not like it was like they weren't advertising, hey, happy rapist Halloween decoration. It was a scary peeper.
I mean, if you're a rapist, aren't you always happy?
But it's like
I don't know.
But it's like
business is good.
Do you know?
I have contacts.
Yeah.
But it's like another thing where we're entertaining nonsense. This is nonsense. No,
it's a radio show. Thank goodness for freaks. Entertaining nonsense. No, it makes my job easier.
There's morons out there wanting stuff like this off the shelf.
Sure, as long as they don't come in here, it's fine.
Yeah, I think that really is. I PC gone completely berserk.
All right. Speaking of berserk, you going to be any place to annoy the people, Pip?
No.
Joe?
No.
Perfect. Friday, October 14th, live comedy in Oakland, New Jersey at Portobello Banquets. For tickets, call 201-337-8990. Thank you guys for hanging out. Follow us on Facebook at Devin's Den. Like us on Facebook, Davin's Den. Listen to all the parts of the show that you didn't get to hear, which is quite a bit. Go to davinsden.com. Thank you guys for listening. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening.